Negotiating the Payback.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Bank of America wants to pay back some of the billions of dollars in federal bailout money it received during the height of the financial crisis. The reason? To get out from under the government's thumb. Here's Marketplace's Sam Eaton.
Bank of America is offering to repay at least a portion of the $45 billion in aid it received last fall. That's what it took to help complete its takeover of the ailing Merrill Lynch. According to the Wall Street Journal, B of A has suggested repaying $20 billion of that money in exchange for losing its status as an exceptional aid recipient. That label puts the company under increased scrutiny from Congress and federal regulators. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley have already repaid their bailout money. But Bank of America's situation is far more complex. One source of contention is a tentative pact with the government to share its losses on toxic assets. The government wants a $500 million breakup fee in order to end that agreement. Officials argue even though a final contract was never signed, B of A's share prices rallied because of the implied protection. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
The head of the Securities and Exchange Commission has a message for U.S. investment firms. Don't recruit brokers with big bonuses. SEC Chair Mary Schapiro sent an open letter to CEOs yesterday. She said offering too many enhancements could encourage brokers to generate high sales volumes and act against consumer interests. A mixed bag for stocks around the world. Shares in Europe are mostly lower right now. The German DAX has shed 1.5% so far. Asian shares were up today, mostly under 1% for the Nikkei, Hang Seng, and Shanghai markets. Wall Street yesterday, not so rosy. The S&P and NASDAQ shed nearly 1%. The Dow Industrials lost 0.5%, 47 points to close at 94.96. Starting today, same-sex couples can legally marry in Vermont. That should mean big business for Vermont's gay-friendly tourism industry, right? Not necessarily. From Vermont Public Radio, Ross Sneed reports.
Last summer, Michael and Jay Shepard had 80 guests at their poolside civil union. Jay Shepard says now they'll exchange the same rings in a small ceremony at home, but that's the most they plan to do.
Mostly because of the big event that we made it before and the amount of money that was spent, and now that money's not available anymore.
And that means no big bonanza for the travel industry like there was in 2000, when Vermont was the only state where same-sex partners could have legal ceremonies. Tim Shea is with the Burlington Area Chamber of Commerce.
Unlike 9 years ago, it doesn't appear so far that there's been the immediate demand, but we're hopeful over time that Vermont will continue to be a popular place for weddings.
More than 80% of Vermont civil unions were between out-of-state couples, but now there's stiff competition. By the end of the year, same-sex marriage will be legal in four other New England states. From Burlington, Vermont, I'm Ross Sneed for Marketplace.
Google has sealed a deal with Sony. Google's web browser called Chrome is shipping out on certain Sony laptops. Now, Chrome came out last fall, but it's had a hard time competing against browsers such as Internet Explorer, Firefox, and Apple's Safari. Google isn't saying which Sony models will get the browser pre-installed, but the company says it wants to make similar deals with other PC makers.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, offering the ability to manage money, credit, and loans all in one place. LendingTree.com.
Well, some of the big banks work out their bailout repayment plans. Other smaller and medium-sized financials are struggling to compete with the big ones. See, the smaller lenders don't have the ad budgets that the behemoths do, and many of them are turning to unconventional methods to attract attention. From station WUWM in Milwaukee, Marty Michelson reports.
Here's your Pony Express delivery.
Pony Express delivery.
Yeah. It's a scene from the Old West, kind of. 17-year-old Alyssa Audley is dressed in pink chaps and a matching cowboy hat and rides a chocolate brown mare to the front door of a computer software business. She hands the manager some mail. In this case, the mail is promotional literature for a local bank. Mark Berg is marketing director for Sunset Bank, a lender with about 8,000 depositors in Waukesha, Wisconsin. He dreamed up the Pony Express idea as a way to attract more customers.
You know, Western themes are big right now. Country music is huge. I mean, bull riding on TV. So I thought about a bucking bronc or a bucking bull, and we're going to give away $100. So it made sense.
In the past, Sunset Bank has tried other promotional gimmicks like free gourmet coffee, car washes, and teddy bears. But Berg says with intensifying competition, it was time to step it up a notch.
If you drive around Waukesha, virtually every corner is going to have a bank, a credit union, a check cashing place, or a mortgage broker.
Other small banks across the country are resorting to promotional gimmicks, too. One bank posted a man dressed as Uncle Sam outside the front door to wave potential customers inside. Another installed a giant pink inflatable piggy bank on its lawn to attract attention. Carol Kaplan is with the American Bankers Association.
A small bank has more at stake in the small market and more likely to know what might go over well in their community.
Sunset Bank's Mark Berg says the Pony Express promotion stopped by more than 100 businesses in its three-day run. He says already a handful of new customers have opened accounts at the bank. In Milwaukee, I'm Marty Michelson for Marketplace.
Finally, 29-year-old Aaron Heideman is on a mission. He wants to tell the story of the American recession while thumbing his nose at it at the same time. Out of an orange 1989 Dodge van, the Oregon artist's been asking people across the country about their stories about the downturn. Heideman's journey is a product of the recession. He lost his paint store job a while back, and now he's living in the jalopy. He estimates thousands have written their stories on a roll of housing construction material he's brought along. They've even written their stories on the van itself. Heideman will complete his travels, if the van makes it, in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where he'll enter the Man in the Van project in a big art competition. The grand prize? A recession-busting $250,000. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us today. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.